I don't know if my life hacks are worth
Oh, that's
that.
fair enough. Tell us at least this one, because you never know. I had a sneaky look at it, and it looks like it's musical instrument related, which I think for a lot of people, because it's a common not habit, hobby, I meant to say. It's a common hobby, so this might do a little bit of something for someone out there. So tell us a little bit.
I need to tell a story for this one. I got my very first guitar when I was 14. And I wanted to learn the song, but the song required a capo. A capo is something where it's something you put on your fretboard to move up the notes.
Yeah, so it bounds down all the strings at a common point, at some point up your neck, and it changes the key of what you're playing in because it plays it in a higher register or something like that. So you don't have to change the way your fingers are formed, but it'll change the key of the song, if that makes any sense.
So I didn't have a capo, but I wanted one, but I couldn't get one. So I looked up, I searched everywhere, and I saw people doing this. They use a pencil and a rubber band to make a capo.
Oh, I could see, what? So you put the pencil, of course, like across the fretboard, and then it's bound to the neck at the back by the rubber band, like pulled taut onto the strings.
So you just gotta place the pencil on the fretboard and bring the rubber band around it and make sure it's tight. And you have your do-it-yourself capo.
There you go. That's not bad. Mine's very similar, I have to admit. So my house, and a little bit of a story here for context. My housemate and I were at Bunnings over the weekend, where they're picking up some stuff around the house, essential items that we needed per COVID restrictions at the moment. We only went because we needed to, but we went, and while I was there, actually, this isn't even relevant because we went to Woolies beforehand. I should have started with that. Went to Woolworths beforehand, picked up some groceries. We did end up making our way to Bunnings, but it wasn't until I was in Bunnings that I noticed, you know, Saxa salt? You know, the big white bottles of salt? They either come like red for iodized or green for non-iodized or whatever it is. And they're huge, right? If you ever need a maraca or like a little shaking thing or something like that, shaking the plastic with the very fine kind of granules of salt in the middle, when the bottle's quite full or bottle or container of the salt's quite full, essentially you can get away with it as a maraca. And it reminded me of someone told me when they were doing some recording, a musician friend of mine, that they'd used kind of similar items in the past. Essentially, all you need is something like small beads or granules or something contained in like a hollow thingo. And there you go, there's your maraca. And when it comes to the sacks of salt, you know, you've got a maraca there, and then you're halfway to lunch as well, whatever it is that you're cooking. Do you know what I mean? You just pull it into the room. You've already got your seasonings there. You're good to go. So that's my little life hack there for you. For all the musicians out there, with any musician out there that was wondering that they're low on supplies at the moment, you know, they can't get to their local music shop. There you go. Just head to the kitchen, or
We changed our lives.
exactly right. We're changing the world one life hack at a time, David. Alrighty, thanks so much, David. Thanks for
Thank
life
you.
hacks. I'll speak to you soon, mate.
See you.
Bye bye.